It now feels like fall, and WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson could not be happier. He says why in this week's On My Mind column.
When I was a kid, July was the best month. You were out of school and the whole summer was in front of you. Somewhere in my 30s, I switched to April. The flowers springing from the ground and the coats going back in the closet. Now in my 50s, I've come to love October. As I'm recording this, fall is late in arriving. It's still hot enough to sting my hands every time I touch the steering wheel. But sometime soon, the weather will turn for good. We can open our windows and let the cool breeze through. October gives us that. October is also the best sports month. All the flaws in baseball, the time between pitches, the lack of a clock, all those turn into features in the playoffs. There are false endings, plot twists, unlikely heroes. Every game feels like a Hitchcock thriller. And it's early enough in the football season that your team's not yet out of the hunt. And maybe they're unexpectedly good. Hello there, Wake Forest. October is state fair season. The last time we went to the North Carolina Fair, we watched pig races, ate fried Oreos, toured a log cabin, raced mechanical horses with squirt guns, and listened to a bluegrass band. There's nothing more beautiful than a midway at night. Lots of people go to the mountains in October to look at the leaves. That's a nice trip. But I tend to enjoy just watching them from our porch as they swirl down the street like some modern dance routine. Somehow all those leaves eventually end up in our yard. One day we're going to have to rake them up. But not today. I mentioned the porch. In the middle of summer, it belongs to the heat and the skeeters. But in October, it's ours again. At some point during the month, the nights start to have a little more bite to them. My wife staves off the cold with a blanket. I tend to have a little bourbon, whatever works for you. And then on the last night of the month, the trick-or-treaters flood our street for Halloween. The first year, we weren't ready, and we ran out of candy so fast we had to turn the lights off and hide. But now we load up on the industrial-sized bags from Costco and dole out the treats to the ghouls and ninjas and princesses. I wonder how much this love of October has to do with being in the autumn of my life. That Sinatra song, "It Was a Very Good Year," it sounds more true every time I hear it. But it's not time to settle accounts just yet. That's for winter. For now, it's time to appreciate the shortening days, to linger over the slow changes, to stand in awe at a morning as cool and crisp as an apple. That's October. That's a great time to be alive.
Tommy Tomlinson's On My Mind column runs every Monday on WFAE and WFAE.org. It represents his opinion, not the opinion of WFAE. You can respond to this column in the comments section at WFAE.org. You can also email Tommy at ttomlinson@wfae.org.